Hey there, awesome humans. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the digital jungle. Ever feel like you're constantly being judged, compared, and pressured to be on all the time? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where social media thrives on highlight reels, curated perfection, and endless scrolling that can leave us feeling anything but compassionate towards ourselves. Today, we're diving headfirst into building self-compassion in this crazy digital age. Because let's be real, folks, self-criticism is like that annoying mosquito buzzing around your head, persistent, distracting, and ultimately making you feel worse. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly find yourself comparing your life to these seemingly picture-perfect moments? It's a recipe for disaster. We start believing we fall short, that our lives aren't good enough, and bam! Our inner critic takes the stage, throwing shade on everything from our appearance to our accomplishments. So how do we combat this negativity monster? Let me share 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that might just change your perspective. First up, remember that social media is a carefully crafted illusion. People tend to showcase their best selves, their highlight reels, not the messy reality behind closed doors. So when you find yourself comparing, take a deep breath and remind yourself that what you see online is rarely the whole story. Think of it like watching a movie trailer, exciting, captivating, but ultimately just a glimpse of the actual film. Next, practice mindful scrolling. Before you dive headfirst into that endless scroll, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you looking for inspiration, connection, or just mindless entertainment? Once you know your intention, you can be more selective about what you consume. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity or comparison, and follow those who uplift and inspire you. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to what you already have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning. Cultivating gratitude can help rewire your brain to focus on the positive. Number 4, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your successes, and remember that perfection is a myth. And finally, number 5, remember your worth. You are valuable, unique, and deserving of love and happiness. Remind yourself of this daily, regardless of what social media might tell you. Your self-worth isn't defined by likes, followers, or online validation. It comes from within. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who constantly compares her work to the seemingly effortless masterpieces she sees on Instagram. She starts doubting her own abilities, feeling inadequate and discouraged. Her self-criticism spirals, leading to procrastination and creative blocks. But Sarah realizes she's caught in a comparison trap. She decides to focus on her progress, celebrating small victories and remembering that art is a journey, not a destination. She unfollows accounts that trigger negativity and follows artists who inspire her authentically. She practices gratitude for her talent and the joy of creating. Slowly but surely, Sarah rediscovers her passion and self-compassion, realizing that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external validation. So, my friends, let's ditch the self-criticism and embrace a culture of kindness and understanding. Remember to be your own biggest cheerleader, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and never forget your worth. Now, go out there and spread some love, starting with yourself. Don't forget to share this episode if it resonates with you. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag notifications off to connect with fellow digital warriors and join our movement towards a kinder, more compassionate online world. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.